Yes, returning now to a major developing story this morning. The Australian government has confirmed that Prime Minister Scott Morrison was asked by US President Donald Trump to help gather information for a Justice Department inquiry the president hoped would discredit the Mueller investigation. Reports in the New York Times and the Washington Post indicate Mr. Trump raised the issue directly with Scott Morrison at the request of the US Federal Attorney General William Barr. During the 2016 campaign, former High Commissioner to the UK, Alexander Downer, passed on information that Russia supposedly had dirt on Hillary Clinton, following a conversation he had with then-Trump adviser George Papadopoulos. We spoke to him a little earlier. Here's what he had to say.
I had a conversation with this guy. I passed on the conversation, or the element of that one element of the conversation to the Americans, and I mean, there's just nothing more to it. I can't offer you any more information.
Now, David Crowe is the chief political correspondent for The Age in the Sydney Morning Herald. Welcome, David.
Morning, Geraldine.
Now, in a statement this morning, the Prime Minister's office says the Australian government's always been ready to assist and cooperate with efforts that help shed further light on the matters under investigation. The PM confirmed this once again in the conversation with the president. What are the implications for our Prime Minister in all this?
Well, that statement there confirms that the conversation was had with Donald Trump in the recent weeks, which is what the New York Times is reporting this morning. And it also confirms that Australia will help and support this investigation as requested by Donald Trump. So there's two things out of that statement this morning from Scott Morrison's office. This actually puts Australia in a really, a difficult position, because we're dragged into this domestic investigation in the United States that, as you said, seeks to counter the Mueller report, because William Barr, the Attorney General to the President, has set up this investigation, which is basically into the conduct of those intelligence officials. Now, remember, the timeline here is that George Papadopoulos had that conversation with Alexander Downer in May 2016. Once that information was passed on by Alexander Downer then conveyed his account of that conversation with George Papadopoulos about dirt on Hillary Clinton to Australian officials in Canberra. Mm. By July of 2016, that information was then conveyed to the FBI and to other agencies in Washington, D.C. That's when they decided to actually open an investigation into the dirt on Hillary Clinton. Around the same time, of course, we had Julian Assange and WikiLeaks releasing information, and around the same time we had the president himself, or the candidate at that time, saying, Russia, if you're listening, release more emails. So that was the context for that conversation between Alexander Downer and George Papadopoulos. It's central to the investigation and the Mueller findings on Russian interference in the United States, and it does mean that we could see Australian information dragged into this US inquiry, which is incredibly partisan, and I think will become difficult for Australia to manage, because this is a Five Eyes intelligence relationship where you want this information to be kept confidential when you pass it on.
Quite. And I mean, what information would we be in a position to provide?
Well, Alexander Downer has always said, look, he had drinks with George Papadopoulos. He heard this information about dirt on Hillary Clinton, and he conveyed that to officials in Canberra.
Which would seem completely appropriate.
Yes, and that was then conveyed on to Washington. Now, the point is that the investigation that William Barr is running is in the context of a whole lot of conspiracy theories about why that happened. There are people who, in the States, because they're loyal to President Trump, believe that George Papadopoulos was being set up by somebody for the Obamas and the Clintons, and that Alexander Downer was not operating in the Australian national interest. He was basically operating as some kind of provocateur to bring down Donald Trump. So you get a lot of wild theories about what was happening here, and that's actually going to emerge, I think, in this US inquiry. But I think the other thing that's happening is that the context is key. The context for this revelation in the New York Times is that only last week we had reports about Donald Trump leaning on the president of the Ukraine to help out the Trump administration with the investigation into, or the claims against Joe Biden and his son in Ukraine. So that's the context here for this second story in the US media about another Trump phone call with another national leader seeking some help.
And now, William Barr's actually in Italy on a similar mission right now. I'm just looking at the time. Look, thank you, David. And I mean, amazing all of this is happening at the time when really you'd think their main focus would be on much more contemporary events around the impeachment. So really incredible developments, and we'll hear a lot more today. Thank you indeed.